You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the Sports for Hap-Up. Yesterday was the Super Bowl, so we are going to chat through all of the events of the Super Bowl as well as everything else that's happening in the world of sports. My name is Grace. I'm here with a very special guest. This is a weird one, Rob, to be hosting the show, but you are the guest. But Rob Cesternino is here to chat through the world of sports. How you doing?
Yes, Grace. Thank you so much for having me. And I guess in the spirit of the Super Bowl halftime show, that you are appealing to your millennial audience by saying, like, who could we find that was big in 2003?
That's right.
Who could we find that hasn't really been relevant in 20 years? So that's going to be our big guest.
I mean, my Twitter certainly was like buzzing about the Super Bowl halftime show, but I think that is probably more reflective of who I follow on Twitter than anything else.
We were going nuts at our house, and our kids were looking at us like, "What? Who are these people?"
It was great. I saw a tweet that said, like, in 97, they had like ZZ Top playing. Everyone was like, "Why?" But all the people, you know, my dad was like, "Yes, this is great." Yeah.
I mean, they had like all the things that were super popular in 1999 between between Dr. Dre, Snoop, Eminem, The Sopranos, Dr. Evil, the Los Angeles Rams. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
They were the St. Louis Rams then. Yeah.
This is a big night for like, the late 90s, early 2000s, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was an incredible night.
It was really fun. I thought a good Super Bowl. I think maybe not the best two teams, you know, the best well-played game we've ever seen. I feel like both of these teams sort of lucked into making it into the Super Bowl. But overall, I thought, in addition to the game being really fun, especially at the end, fun halftime show, some fun commercials. I feel mm-hmm. like the hype on commercials is a little bit overblown. Even here in Canada, we don't even get fun commercials. We get some of them. We don't get all of them.
Okay, I didn't know that they hold out the commercials from you, but I think that probably, we are past the era of like when there are great commercials. Like, I kind of feel like that social media, while it is fun to sort of like have the instant reaction to things and sort of have like a peanut gallery during the Super Bowl, like I feel like that all these like big companies like put out these commercials like a couple days before. Like, there's nothing that comes out that's like truly like a surprise or a shock.
Is Super Bowl night like the only good night for commercials? Like, as somebody who is like a millennial who only watches like basically everything on streaming service, unless I'm watching sports, basically, I feel like the sports fandoms get to watch a lot of television commercials. But other than that, we're not watching a lot of commercials.
I think you could argue that really sports is the only place where people are watching commercials. So I do think that the Super Bowl holds that spot for being like traditionally the spot where you see like big commercials debut. Yeah, I don't think there's any other like big like TV event where a lot of other like important commercials drop.
Yeah, even television now, like, it feels like HBO has cornered the market on like the Sunday night show. Even is sort of the last remaining almost like water cooler moment type thing. And HBO doesn't have any commercials. So, yeah, there's no venue for commercials anymore. But yeah, the thing in Canada actually is very interesting. Basically, Canada has its own television rights. We get the simulcast from America normally. So I got to watch Al Michaels last night, but the commercials are all Canadian based, right? Like the Canadian, it's a big deal to get it to, for the television networks to get to you know, have companies pay for their commercials in the U.S. Just they don't often buy the commercials in Canada. We saw a few of them, but not all. I definitely saw the Dr. Evil commercial.
Yes. Great. Are there any sort of like big sort of like tentpole, like Canadian companies that drop like big commercials during the Super Bowl?
Not really. I was watching a YouTube video because some of the folks in the Inside Schmergen Brawl Facebook group gave me the list of all the good commercials that aired last night. And there were some of them that I didn't see. And then I also went on YouTube and I wanted to see what are people saying are the five best commercials. And there was a Sportsnet is one of the Canadian sports companies. Like, here's the five best commercials. And the only one that was Canadian specific was about these like Paralympic skiers. So I don't know that we're getting like A-list Canadian only commercials. There's nothing exclusive happening up here.
Okay.
Should we talk through the game a little? Oh, actually, what I like to do actually on the show, I know people have heard many countless hours of you on podcasts if they're probably listening.
Sure.
But I do like to ask the guests who come on, what is your sports background? Who are the teams? If you have any like memories of what, you know, how did you get into certain sports? Give us your history. I know that we probably know a lot about, I know the teams you follow, but in case people don't know, in case they're like, who's Rob?
So, yeah, I'm big into the NFL and MLB, probably like from as far back as I can remember that I was exposed to the New York Mets, and sort of like the Mets were really big in the 80s in my very formative years. The Mets won the World Series in 86, and that was they were sort of like the talk of the town. Like when I was growing up, went to a ton of Met games with my dad. I really don't follow the league as much as I follow like every transaction of the New York Mets. Whereas the NFL is like the one sport I feel like I could really talk about the comings and goings of what's happening in the league. I am a big fantasy football player. I tend to follow that very closely. I play in a fantasy football league that is, I think, like 13, 14 years old at this point. I really got into the Jets a little bit later in life and following the NFL. I think that I had become exposed to the NFL more so. And my dad was like a crazy Jets fan, but he never really actively tried to get me involved into it. It was more that my brother and I were playing Tecmo Super Bowl and we got really into the NFL there. And then by way of like the real NFL, like we were like, oh, like let's see what's going on around like 1991 or two was probably the beginning of my true Jets fandom.
It's my insulin pump telling me, but I'm good. That's 1991 is a good year. So I was born. So that's a good year.
Not such a great year for the Jets.
I think video games is a big way that I got into sports as well, especially MLB for sure is like how I sort of, you know, you play against other teams, you start to learn the other teams and, you know, make trades in those like GM modes and stuff. So I think video games is like certainly was a big part of like my sports fandom to then like kind of like get to know even the rules. It's, you know, learning to play Madden is that you learn how to the rules of football.
Sure. But yeah,
I think there's certainly the idea that like you are a much bigger like fan of the NFL than any other league. I think football has this thing where, you know, the weekend games, I think it feels more digestible than the MLB. That's like, how could you possibly follow everything that's happened? And I'm a huge fantasy baseball fan, so I feel like that's the way I can at least like have tabs and everything. But like, gosh, like 162 games for each team is far too much, I think.
And the NFL, the way it's televised and everything, you know, I could watch, you know, any NFL game and like two teams play in the NFL, where I would never watch like the, you know, a random game of like the Royals and the Guardians.
They've got new Guardians. Yeah. Yes. What do you think about the team name? We have two new team names that we have. We're gonna have the Guardians, and we also have the Commanders next year in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, I was fine with Washington Football Team. I felt like that was like they sort of like stumbled into something that was kind of cool and original. And so I did like Washington Football Team. Guardians.
We talked a lot of soccer last week, and I was like, had a very like Premier League English soccer team.
Yeah,
so to be the Washington Football Team.
Yeah. Guardians. Like, I don't know who's excited about the Guardians. Feels like they could have come up with a better, I don't know what the other options were.
They used to be the Cleveland Spiders. I wanted them to be the Spiders.
Yeah, that seemed a little cooler.
Yeah.
What are they guarding? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's right. I really thought they should have been the Cleveland Rocks. That would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk a bit about the game. I mean, I know the Jets pretty close to making the Super Bowl this year, but unfortunately, the Jets were unable to make it.
Look, if you're looking for, if you're a Jet fan and you're looking for sort of like a, hey, look at the Bengals, worst team in the NFL not too long ago, second year quarterback, you know, came in like, why not us?
Could be, but yeah, what did you think of the game? I thought kind of, you know, it looks like, I thought very early, it looked like the Rams were going to sort of run away with this game. I know they were only up 13-10 at the half. They missed a point after attempt. And then boy, when, Beckham, Odell Beckham Jr., who was, what did you think? He apparently his cleats were the most expensive cleats ever used in that game. They're $200,000.
Hope he had a receipt. Yeah, like, I don't think he got his money's worth.
Barely used. Boy, so he leaves the game in the first half. I thought sort of a kind of a boring second half there. The Bengals do go up 20-16. Probably the biggest controversy maybe of the game is this T. Higgins foul that was not called, the penalty on Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
Masks are very controversial these days, Rob. So I think maybe the refs didn't want to.
Okay. Oh, so you think that T. Higgins is maybe anti-mask and then tried to is used to pulling at people's faces.
Yeah, he's pulling the mask. And the refs are just too political. You can't get into it.
Yeah, they didn't want to touch that one. Yeah. You know, it to say it was a boring second half, it was sort of a valley in the middle of a very, very exciting start to the second half and very, exciting end to the game. And then there was probably from a minute after the second, the Bengals pick off Stafford to start the second half. Yeah. Then it just both teams couldn't move the ball. And then things got very slow up until the drive where the Rams ended up taking the lead.
Like no run game too. The Rams were apparently they were minus 35.
Oh, they were trying the run game.
Yeah, they were definitely. Yeah, Sean McVay. I saw some critiques of McVay that maybe he doesn't know how to adjust a bunch. I think as soon as he sort of lost Beckham, who else does he have? Luckily, they have Cooper Kupp, who has an incredible game. I think that that last drive up the field is only because he has Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp makes the run on the 4-1. Cooper Kupp named MVP. Do you agree with the MVP call for Cooper Kupp?
People, you want to give it to somebody on the offense? Stafford, threw a couple of picks.
A couple picks.
Yeah. Aaron Donald, had the big sack to, close the game. So, I mean, Cooper Kupp, I feel like it was almost a celebration of the year, which the whole thing really didn't sit well with me, this year because, in my aforementioned, fantasy league that I had, the Cooper Kupp owner was trying to offload him to me you get turned every year. I'm not doing it. So it really
was one of the best receiving.
It was a real thorn in my side the entire year for what could have been.
Yeah. I mean, he has a great name too. I don't know if there's a better name in the NFL at the moment.
Great name. Great name. I think Cooper, a better dog name than a person name, but
you have a new dog. You have a new dog.
Cooper would have been a good name, but the dog is a Carmel.
Sopranos love. I think and Aaron Dahl makes that last play to end the game. Joe Burrow not able to. I mean, they were pretty close to being able to tie the game. They don't need that much to be able to get at the field goal range.
Yeah,
I kind of thought that overtime.
We were headed towards sort of like a Bills Chiefs situation where it was the Rams have the lead for now, but the Bengals have come back so many times over the course of these playoffs, so it felt like we might have been headed into it, but I think they just had run out of gas at that point.
That offensive line, I think, will need some tweaking in the offseason. Gave up a lot. I think they broke the sack record for a postseason. Joe Burrow was sacked. They broke the record by 7 sacks. It feels like a lot. I guess expanded wild card this year, but that's a lot. So probably need to beef that up. But they feel like a team that, I think there was a lot of chatter after the game. Joe Burrow talking about he'd gotten some advice from some other people saying that losing in the Super Bowl is it sucks in the moment, but also you made it to the Super Bowl. You're one win away. Hopefully they can retool and maybe they'll be back.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. And, my heart goes out to the Bengals fans who are long suffering. And, this was so exciting. But, it is a house money year. It's just the problem with that is I think Dan Marino made it to the Super Bowl in his second year and then doesn't ever end up getting back. So you hope it's not like one of those stories. But for, you know, Joe Burrow, like young guy has like bright future. Jamar Chase, you know, you sort of like build around those guys and then you hope that you can ultimately get back. Just the AFC is so stacked for. You know, if they were in the NFC, you figure that they could be like in, you know, five more Super Bowls.
Yeah. I mean, the house money thing is feels totally right. Like they sort of squeak out a win over the Raiders. They beat, they beat the Titans. And then they beat the Chiefs. Like that's,
they were all close games.
Pretty good luck. Yeah. They're all close games. Yeah. But yeah, with the Chiefs and the Bills still, you know, the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes feels like those are two teams who will match up a lot in the playoffs over the next few years. But yeah, overall, not a bad game. Pretty fun. I thought like there's been some boring Super Bowls in the past. I thought this was better than boring, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, in the last couple of years, you know, the Patriots and the Eagles, like was like a like back and forth. I don't know if that was like a super close finish. You had the
comeback against the Falcons.
I didn't love that. Yeah, I didn't love that one with the Patriots and the Falcons. So we didn't have a ton of you know, great games in the last couple of years. So you know, this was at least, you know, very competitive down to the last possession.
What do you think? Was it worth it for the Rams here? They're Super Bowl champs. I sort of, I feel this way.
Whatever the question is, the answer is yes.
It's worth it, right?
Yes.
They gave up a lot of first round picks. They don't have a first round pick for many years. But they win. I felt the same way about when the Raptors won the NBA championship.
Yes.
They gave up a fair amount, probably not as, definitely not as much as the Rams gave up, but it's sort of like, I feel like we don't have to win for the next 5 years. I'm totally happy. I'm sustained. I'm good. And eventually that, like, the shine will wear off from having won a championship. But you won a championship. It's so fun. It's the best. So I, you know, I think whatever they get, everything they gave up, I think was probably worth it. Even if Odell leaves, rumors of Sean McVay might leave was rumors I was hearing going around today, which seems odd. But you know, he could leave. Aaron Donald might retire. So yeah. This could have been it. This could be the only window.
I mean, flags fly forever. They went all in. I mean, it's interesting that the Rams have a team building philosophy. And I think that that's one of the things that's fun about following the NFL, where you have different teams who have different philosophies. And the Rams have really sort of like been the poster child for this idea of like, hey, we don't need our draft picks. We're going to trade our draft picks. We're going to get Jalen Ramsey. We're going to get Matt Stafford. We're going to so go all in, and they've been kind of good at finding people in the draft later on, and so it ends up working. And I wonder if you end up seeing like more teams in the offseason end up you know, subscribing to this idea, trading away their first round draft pick to other teams, and then trying to go all in like the Rams did. And for McVay, you know, he's a young guy where you know, he's in his you know, in his 30s, and now he has the Super Bowl here. You know, if he wants to, you know, he could always like, you know, walk away, take a couple years off and like, you know, come back, somewhere else and, you know, do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah. It's, I mean, he seems pretty adamant that he's not leaving, but these rumors have sort of like swirled him that he's, you know, he's a young guy. I think there were some comparisons that, like, John Madden retired, from his career really early. I think certainly John Madden would, we would say had more success than Sean McVay, but, yeah, just this idea that he might kind of be done already. So yeah, and I can certainly could feel like somebody who take a few years off, take a break, and then come back. I'm just sure it's not an easy job being the coach.
I think the life cycle of building an NFL team is sort of like you go all in and then you sort of like mortgage the future, and maybe he's like, okay, well, I'll come back while we still have like Stafford and, you know, Aaron Donald and like you know, and then Robert Woods will come back next year and OBJ and they're like, could we win again? But like maybe like 2 years from now, when you're in salary cap hell, and have no draft picks, and so I say, okay, now I'm gonna leave now and let somebody else steal it, and then, you know, you find the perfect situation when you want to come back to a team that has like the number one draft pick and, you know, great salary cap situation, and sort of like, you know, command, you know, your own ticket for, you know, $20 million a year to coach a couple of years from now. I mean, I think that that's sort of like the perfect situation for these coaches.
Yeah. So very interesting that this, like, you know, he wins a Super Bowl and then there's all these retirement rumors circling him. But yeah, I think he's put himself, I mean, yeah, he's won a Super Bowl. He's in a good position. It's great. All right. I think that's the game. Not much else really to chat about there. But how about this halftime show? Big controversy, Rob. Today I saw on Twitter, there's controversy. Snoop Dogg was caught smoking a joint before he performed the halftime show.
I mean, who caught him? Like, what's the?
Well, yeah, like, try, I like, he was caught.
Yeah, like, catch him not smoking a joint.
It was like, all
first off, on Twitter today, the game's like, in California. Whoa. Like, it's legal. Like, who caught him?
Just to Twitter post.
Who phoned this caught? In? Like, we have a report. We believe that Snoop Dogg was smoking marijuana. Yeah, like that's what he does.
It's a shame. This is the last thing I expected from Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't think I can be a fan of him anymore.
Snoop and Dr. Dre, like they're like their album is called the Chronic.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love this idea that he was caught smoking a joint before the Super the Super Bowl halftime show. I thought pretty I mean, again, we joked about it up top that, you know, perhaps this was like the millennial dream Super Bowl halftime show. But I thought really fun. Yeah, we have Dr. Dre performing. I think the highlight is clearly 50 Cent being upside down. I think everybody, that was fun.
Yeah, why was 50 Cent upside down?
I think it's a reference to a music video. I think the music video for that's, I think he is also upside down in the club. I think.
Okay.
And so
it's a long time ago.
A long time ago. Yeah. Because I think I saw a thing today where like people are telling on themselves that you're going to get these tweets. You told on yourself for not knowing why 50 Cent was upside down. But I don't really know. But I think that it's a reference to something is why he was upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very fun. He's upside down. Eminem was great. I thought Lose Yourself was great. That was fun. Mary J. Blige. It was all fun. It was good. The set was a little, I don't know if I love the
set. You didn't like the set? That it was like basically, it was like we're going from like one room to another. I actually kind of liked it.
Kind of like the stairs to get on
it
the
roof.
It
was better than, was that only a year ago where like the Weeknd was in like the mirror of fun houses?
It was a year ago, I think. Yeah. I'll double check that. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the meme the next day. It was him. Right. Get out of the. I thought that I did like the houses. I thought that the weird like, it almost looked like a playmat on the field, but I don't know. I thought it was a little weird.
Yeah. You didn't like that? I feel like, it was like some sort of like a bunch of like, it was like a train almost of like, where like, I mean, there should have been like a train car chase across like the top of the different
houses. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in the houses. Yeah. It was the like thing on the ground that I did that bothered me. And I think it's mostly because there was little lights on it. And I was very concerned that someone was going to like step on a light and there'd be glass and they have to clean it up. But very impressive. They set up that stage in like 5 minutes. That's very impressive.
It's very impressive. They know what they're doing. It's Hollywood, baby. But I just was very impressed with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Looked very good, very spry.
Yeah, they look great. Yeah, dancing on the roof. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very impressive. I mean, yes, Snoop Dogg, he's only 50.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know how old I thought Snoop Dogg was.
Yeah, I thought he was older. Dr. Dre is 56.
I would have thought Dr. Dre was older than that.
I would have thought so too. And because Dr. Dre had a health scare not too long ago, but they're doing great.
No, they look great. I thought it was really fun. I mean, my Twitter was definitely being like, wow, that was like one of the best halftime shows ever, which, you know, might just be the bubble that I have found myself in on my social media. But I think no complaints from this halftime show.
Yeah. Where's a new album from Dr. Dre?
I don't know. I think they all played the hits, right? They all just played basically their hits.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only song I didn't know was Kendrick Lamar's song. And that's just because this is not typically my scene, but I knew everything else. So I don't know. Do they need a new record? Just play the old stuff.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this was huge. I guess what is the Super Bowl halftime show going to do next year?
So, gosh, I feel like if they went old school with this one, they're going to have to go very new school next year.
Who's the new school?
Who's the big? Yeah. Who's like the hot, you know, like the Weeknd? You know,
Grace, you know, I do have my finger on the pulse of everything going on in the world.
Can we ask Akiva?
In the world of music. Yeah.
Like Olivia Rodrigo. I guess she's probably not like Has Taylor mm-hmm. Swift played the halftime show?
No, yet? I don't think Taylor Swift. Like, I think Bruno Mars has done it. I think The Weeknd has done it. Like they, you know, they sort of like they were doing for a while. They were going to hit like basically all of like the like older bands of like.
Remember when Tom Petty did it? I remember that. They're like, we got to have Tom Petty out there.
Yeah, they were really like skewing older at one point. And then they were trying to get some of like the newer like Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Beyonce.
Yeah, The Weeknd was actually Shakira and J-Lo were the year before. Maroon 5, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Coldplay. I guess Maroon 5 and Coldplay kind of fit the same like, you know, sort mm-hmm. of bucket, but I feel like I feel like they should get really weird next year.
Like who would be like the Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah, that would be great. A reunion for the Bare Naked Ladies. I would love that. Canadian. Yeah. So that would be fitting.
Yeah. Boy. It was only 10 years ago they went with Madonna.
The Who was in 2010. Yeah, that was, like, we're gonna bring out the Who.
They had they went with after the post Janet Jackson. So this is what happened. Yeah, Janet, like Justin Timberlake, brings on the wardrobe malfunction. It's like, all right, we can't do anything even close where there could be anything sexual. That's right. They bring in Paul McCartney the year after that. then they do the Rolling Stones.
That's kind of risky. Prince is kind of, I feel like, you know, they are taking a risk, I think, with the Rolling Stones and Prince. And then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, then Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band. That's a run.
That was a run. That was the post Nipplegate run. Yeah. And then they hit the absolute nadir with the Who, where people were like, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. The 2010, we got the Who. And then they went a little bit like they go Black Eyed Peas, Madonna, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry, Coldplay.
They hit a good run there. I think, I feel like they have their finger on the pulse. This is sort of the most throwback, but even, you know, to throw back to like these like rappers, I think it was a good choice. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 50 Cent gets the credit for the special guest feature, eh? It's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and then 50 Cent.
50 Cent just felt like kind of a throw-in here. Like, I feel like they didn't really promote 50 Cent.
Yeah. But he got a full song.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So this was produced by Jay-Z and Rock Nation. What about Jay-Z? The 2023 Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then it could be Beyonce can come back up. People really like the Beyonce halftime show. I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Anything else from the halftime show?
No, it was I thought it was really well done. I had no complaints.
No complaints. Complained about the floor, the mat, but other than that, it was great.
Yeah. My wife seemed a little upset, as she said, that she didn't think that Mary J. Blige picked the right song, the right songs. And I just kept asking, well, what did you want her to sing? And she says, she has better songs. Like, but what are they? She couldn't name
Family
them.
Affair.
She couldn't name them. Yeah. That would have been good. I thought it was fine. I think that's fine. Let Mary J. Blige live, Nicole.
Isn't that, I think that's her number one. That's her biggest hit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Nicole disagrees. She has a better song.
She could have produced this differently, Jay-Z. I'm sorry.
Could we get that on the 5 for 5? What's Nicole? How would Nicole produce the halftime show? Mm-hmm. Who would Nicole have on next year? I'd be interested in that too.
Let's see. I mean, I think she would Sharippa. I don't know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle,
a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's a halftime show. Should we talk through the commercials?
Well, I would love to. I would love to because I was, you know, the Super Bowl is exciting because, you know, even when the game is boring, you can say, okay, what's going on with the Super Bowls or with the Super Bowl commercials?
Commercials, yeah. What do you have one that stands out? Like, what was the best, hands down, the best commercial?
Well, I feel like my favorite one was I love Dr. Evil.
Yes.
I was so excited to see Dr.
And the whole
Evil
crew
show back. You know, the whole crew.
Well, not the whole crew, but most of the crew. All the crew.
Why? Who did you want to see? Beyonce?
Beyonce, famously in Gold Member. No, I was saying that I was surprised that they had picked Rob Lowe to play number two, but I did since learn that Robert Wagner is maybe not in the bet. He's just had some legal trouble, I think.
Yeah, timeline here of like, Rob Lowe famously played the young number two
when he traveled back in time. Yeah.
Did he end up in the current time with Dr. Evil?
I guess. Yeah. He must have time traveled back as young number two and replaced Robert Wagner canonically, because this the commercial is canon.
Yes.
To the whole.
And you said Robert Wagner is in sort of like financial peril.
No, it's much worse than that.
Issues?
He might have murdered his wife. It's a cool, it's a cold case that they brought back up in 2018. I know it's bad news about
where's
Robert
the
Wagner.
Button to eject number two.
I joked that like, oh, they brought Rob Lowe, and then someone was like, actually Robert Wagner should not be allowed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so this is good news that Rob Lowe agreed to do it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What did you want to see? Elizabeth Hurley? Who else did you want to see?
There should have been. Are Fembots, are they canceled? I think they might be canceled.
Why would the Fembots be canceled?
Gun control, feminism.
I think that you could say Fembots were a powerful statement.
Fembot would have been great. They also he was probably sadly had passed away, but they didn't use old footage of Mini-Me. They just had Mike Myers' face.
Yeah, Vern Troyer. Yes, RIP. Mm-hmm. I think that probably Fat Bastard, I think, is actually canceled. I think we're not doing Fat Bastard anymore.
Probably Gold Member maybe as well.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's too much crypto. He's crypto member now.
A lot of crypto ads last night.
Much crypto.
Cars and crypto seem to be the things that they would like us to buy.
Yeah. What a hellscape in the 2022 Super Bowl. It'll be all about your electric cars and your crypto.
So Larry David was in a crypto commercial last night. What do you think of that? What do you think of his career? Missing the boat on all these great inventions.
Missing the boat? Because I kind of feel like that where they called up Larry David and like, okay, we want you. And believe me, I couldn't tell other than for, like the cryptocurrency ad council. I couldn't tell you what person was advertising what crypto. I was sort of, and maybe that was the point of crypto is hot.
It doesn't matter which one you are a part. I think I could name probably they're all just like three acronyms. And did you buy FTX crypto? Right. Like, I don't know which one was on which.
Grace, could I put on my Don Draper suit here for a minute?
I'm a big Mad Men fan.
All right.
Now.
Open on. We are going slow pan into a graveyard. Sharp right. We see. The Crypt Keeper.
This is good. Yes.
Tales from the Crypto.
Hey, I'm the Crypt Keeper, and I want to hear a fable of someone who didn't invest.
What celebrity are you getting? To play the Crypt Keeper?
I don't know if the voice of the Crypt Keeper.
It doesn't matter.
And the Crypt Keeper is going to regain
somebody slept on the market and they have FOMO.
We're gonna need to copyright this, because I think like in 2 weeks you're gonna see the crypto keeper.
Tales from the Crypto.
It's really good.
A horror story. You missed out. Boom.
I mean, I think I
paper hands.
We kind of missed the boat on this one, but we should certainly be pitching Robin Akiva right a Super Bowl commercial. I mean, you just did it, but for next year,
I think that was a, but that has been pitched, and I think that we did not end up taking it. But I would, you know, we could work on Super Bowl ads for different companies. But the Larry David one I thought was so interesting because I felt like that. A little bit like I was sort of like, boy, is Larry David selling out and doing crypto? And like, I feel like that was so against the grain of what everything that Larry David has made a career about. But in the commercial, he's
not buying crypto.
He's saying like, I think this is a bad idea. So I wonder if that was sort of like the way that you got Larry David was for him, like, I'll be in a crypto ad to say that I would not buy crypto. I'll take your money to say, it's not
plausible
for me.
Deniability. Yeah. Like, I never bought it.
Yeah. Grace, did you scan the QR code?
I did not. That was not one we saw in Canada. So all I saw was like, basically there was a QR code. Our friend, sorry, Brian Cohen got a lot of slack for thinking that was a very smart commercial.
No, it wasn't that. Look, Grace, what morons out there are like, here's a device that my innermost thoughts and private data is on. Ooh. A thing I can scan with my phone. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait to turn over my secure privacy, the most thoughts and data to anything that's on the screen right now.
Yeah, because the bit was that it, like, you don't know what it is, right? You don't know what they're advertising, right?
Right.
So you just have to scan the code and trust that it won't harm your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Text your social security number to 65832 for a cool surprise.
Yeah, maybe that's maybe bad. Because I think Brian's point was that not enough companies are probably using the QR code in their market to say, you know, whatever. But I think maybe the mistake here is to just not say what the QR code is for. Yeah.
Yeah. Not okay, great. Enough. Great. Yeah. Now you have God knows what on your phone now.
They're not going to let you download virus on your cell phone.
Oh,
I have full trust in the...
Yes, your friends at crypto.com would never do that.
Listen, I'm very like, I don't care if people like are worried about having Google Homes in their house. I'm like, fine, whatever. You take, you know, listen in. It's fine. You can listen in on me.
Fine.
There's nothing.
Listen in, but I'm just saying I'm not going to scan a random QR code just because it's on my TV.
Well, you're not the target audience for the QR for the.
I guess not. I guess
what's
not.
What's the company called? I don't even remember.
I think it was Coinbase. If I had to guess.
Yeah. Any other Chevy?
Also about that Coinbase.
Chevy went full Sopranos.
Yeah. Now I have to buy this car.
Yeah,
I don't even, what car am I getting?
Probably a Chevy Equinox. I don't know.
I don't even get it, Grace. What is this? Is this Meadow driving the car? Okay, so Meadow Soprano.
Yes. And then she meets up with somebody.
It's her brother, AJ Soprano, the worst character on The Sopranos.
That's AJ. AJ's a little bit of a glow up for AJ.
It would be hard to be a glow down.
He was a child.
Why do I? Like, I don't even get it. Like, other than like, Sopranos is great.
Is this canon? So, we think Tony Soprano probably died when the lights went out in the diner, but AJ and Meadow made it out. It's good.
Yeah. You would think so. Yeah. First off, they didn't even make a big enough meal of Meadow parallel parking. She just parked. Like, it should have been like with parallel parking assist. Like, that would have been clever.
No, this is about electric cars. It's an electric Chevrolet truck.
I don't get it. Why the Sopranos? Why this car? Meadow hug. It's like, hey, you like the Sopranos, right? Here's a car.
Rob, I think we're finding out that like these ad execs think very poorly, low of us who will watch sports. They're like, if you just put the Sopranos song in, they're gonna buy the truck.
Well, yeah, my wife was like, I have to buy this car now. I don't even know what Silverado. I don't know what car.
I don't know. I don't know. They don't say it. Oh, they do say it right at the end. Silverado. Yeah.
Silverado. Right. Okay. Yeah. Now we have to get us. Now we have to get a Silverado.
They're not even out yet. You have to reserve one now. All electric Silverado. Reserve yours now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they brought an AJ in there.
I did not think that that was AJ.
Yeah.
That's bad. Like, yeah, I feel like they need to do more like, oh, because I couldn't also tell that it was necessarily Meadow either. So I don't know. That's not great. That's not great.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else? We had Arnold Schwarzenegger playing the role of Zeus.
Okay. I like that. Again, I couldn't tell you what car Zeus was.
Just
was
a BMW, getting. I think, right?
Yeah. So what is it? So Zeus retires and then he's like sort of down and out.
No, I think he just like his, yeah, no, he's not down and out, but he's getting annoyed that all of his friends, all of his like people near him need him to use his electricity power, his lightning power to like, so many people have these, but where like her hedge trimmer isn't working. The guy, he's on the golf course and the golf cart breaks, he's not working. So he needs it to give it a boost. He's getting frustrated, but if they just had an electric car, their life would, it'd be fine. It'd be much happier. So it's for a BMW electric car.
Okay. I mean, I'm probably not going to get one, but fine. Put it on the map. I happy to see Arnold back doing stuff. Yeah, I feel like that he doesn't act in a lot of things. I feel like it's only like older and older Terminators. So I think that Arnold as Zeus, I liked it.
He didn't say a lot in the commercial for like, you know, I feel like if you're going to use Arnold Schwarzenegger, the best, you know, because he's fairly recognizable. They put him in a huge beard and like a toga. So then if you're going to cover him in some, you think you got to make him say some stuff.
One of his catchphrases.
Yeah, because he has such a, you know, he has all these catchphrases, but no, he's just shooting lightning out of his
hands. Can you come up with one of his catchphrases that they could have worked into the commercial?
God, the two are, I mean, I'll be back. He could have, you know, so instead of helping every, he could, I'll be, I don't, I can't, mm-hmm. I don't, hmm. I'm not the marketing genius between the two of us. You have crypto keeper.
I'm just saying
what I don't like.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Why is it they're driving in a car away? Why doesn't he say that at the end? He's Zeus. I guess he's not.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't, they didn't pay him enough to say that. I'm not gonna say it.
True. Any other highlights here? There's lots more.
So many. Let's see. Then there was also, okay, I'm looking at the list of the best and the worst commercials.
So I'm a big, I'm Euphoria fan, cover over on Post Recaps with them on. They hire Zendaya to be in a commercial for, I believe, a website company.
Squarespace.
I feel like big waste again. They're asking Zendaya, they have her, and then they're like, oh no, but you're actually Susie who sells seashells.
Right. It's like, we have too much money. Who's hot? Okay. Let's just give Zendaya likes money.
Let's have her stand around.
Is anybody making a Squarespace website today? Because, they got Zendaya. We're in.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Squarespace has too much money.
That wasn't a great one. But they do advertise on podcasts a lot, so maybe if Zendaya wants to be in a podcast ad. What about the Alexa? I feel like the Alexa commercial got a lot of buzz. Scarlett Johansson, Colin Jost, the power.
I thought it was funny, but it kind of made me not want to have an Alexa. Isn't it good that the Alexa doesn't read your mind?
Yeah, I guess so.
I wasn't even worried about that.
This is everybody's worst fear of, I think, of these devices, that they are like reading your mind and know, you know, and like have all your intimate details, and that like if you're cheating on your, you know, they know about it, they're going to expose you. I think it's almost like I don't know.
Yeah, Grace, it's almost like what's people's concern about having an Alexa? Invasion of privacy. It's like, okay, well, what if we tried to at least it's not reading your mind? Like, oh, okay, well, what a relief. I guess it's not that much of an invasion of my privacy.
Yeah, why did you even make me think that it could be reading my mind?
Mm-hmm. I feel like. Yeah. Although, yeah, a little bit of a peek inside the life of Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Yeah. They seem happy. They seem great. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess, do people stand them?
I think so. I think that I think people have liked Colin Jost on SNL and think that he's like fine and funny enough that like, yeah, he can be with ScarJo.
It's kind of a weird dynamic where it's like, can you believe Scarlett Johansson is with the guy from Weekend Update?
Yeah.
That's kind of like their whole, but I guess
writer, I get, but like, you know,
see, it's, I feel like that, you know, like Kim Kardashian and like Pete Davidson, it's like, oh, well, I bet at least, but Pete Davidson has BDE. Like, I feel like that Colin, that for what does Colin Jost have?
He's funny, right? He's like one of the fun. He's like the funny SNL guy, right? I feel like he's the newer version of John Mulaney.
I'm not hating. I just feel like like I feel like that they're sort of like that their thing is just like, why is she with him?
Yeah, I agree. I think I think people think it's a bit. Yeah, they don't really get it. I think.
Yeah. I don't know what you really do with them. I hope they're like, I wish them nothing but the best. I hope they're happy. They need a nickname.
I don't know. ScarJo, I mean, Jost, I don't know. Gosh, you're putting me on the spot today with all these marketing. You need me to brand all these things. So I don't have it.
Grace, did you see about Uber Eats?
Yeah, I actually thought this one was quite good.
As the host of the Succession podcast, did you catch Cousin Greg?
Yeah, Nicholas Braun, yeah. And I love Jennifer Coolidge. I was a big White Lotus fan. I wish we had Josh Wiggler here to be able to.
I miss Josh Wiggler.
Yeah. I thought this one was great. The idea that Uber Eats will also deliver non-food items, but people are confused and think they need to eat them. Yeah. So not bad. Good premise, I think. It's a little bit gross, I think. Like seeing people eat like the toilet paper, I think is gross.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow ate one of her candles.
I thought that was real, like her. Yeah, because she has quite an infamous candle.
She has candles that smell like her body parts.
Yeah. So yeah, I think she's trying to like get out, you know, cover herself from just, you know, I'll poke fun at myself. Trevor Noah eats a light bulb. I thought the weird thing about this commercial, and maybe I'm like just missing someone, but the guy who eats the like cereals, like the guy who's like looks like he's eating cereal, but he's actually eating like cat litter or whatever, something like that. Is that guy famous? I don't know. Let's if he's see. Famous.
Somebody's eating. Let me look at the commercial. Somebody's eating cat litter. Okay, Cousin Greg was like drinking soap. I don't know. I don't know
that guy. You know that?
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who that was.
Because I thought it, yeah. Because the thing for me is like it's a bit weird. They have this mix of like really famous people and then not famous people. I think. Yeah, this guy who's pouring stuff into his cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Nicholas Braun like eating soap detergent. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's like celebrities.
Oh, the candle. Wait, did you see what the candle?
I didn't look up close.
This smells like my V8.
Yeah.
So she is exactly eating that candle.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, how much do you think they paid her for that?
Probably is promoting her candle. I don't know. Uber Eats, they have money.
Yeah. I love Uber Eats. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not my food delivery app of choice.
What do you go with?
I'm a DoorDash guy.
We don't have DoorDash here. I think it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our Skip the Dishes commercial. Speaking, we were talking about you were doing your Don Draper. I don't know if Americans know that John Hamm was doing some of his best acting work in years in Skip the Dishes commercials up in Canada.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send you some clips later. He's great.
I'm familiar with the Skip the Dishes from the Big Brother Canada of it all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything out there? There's some. Yes. I thought going to Flavor Town was pretty fun. These Bud Light seltzers that are packed full of flavor, and even Guy Fieri can't handle the flavor of
it's too much. It's too much flavor for even Guy Fieri.
Yeah, it shakes the whole building when they open it.
So what's a hard soda? So this is like it's not seltzer.
It is seltzer. I think. Oh, it's a hard soda.
But why is it Bud Light seltzer hard soda? Is it seltzer or soda?
A lot of
what adjectives. Are we doing? It's too much.
A lot of adjectives on the
Like why we have too many modifiers here. It's a Bud Light seltzer brand hard soda.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's too much. And I would like this.
Yeah. It's probably good. It's probably great. Yeah.
You know what was my one of my least favorite commercials was?
Yeah.
So
the misses. Yeah.
So Meta. Meta is here with a commercial for, so they had like sort of like the I don't know, I might have to explain this. Maybe you didn't see this.
Don't think I've seen this one.
So, all right, Meta, that's the new name for new Facebook.
Yeah.
They have a commercial and it depicts like sort of like the, I guess they couldn't get the rights for the characters from Chuck E. Cheese. Do they have Chuck E. Cheese in Canada?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay. So they couldn't get, I guess, the rights for sort,
like
so
the
they
band.
Sort of
like the yeah,
so they
band.
Sort of like
yeah.
invented like pseudo like Chuck E. Cheese, like animatronic characters, but they've been like decommissioned.
Okay.
Okay, they've been decommissioned and then they're like going to like a museum. And then they're sort of like left for dead. And then somehow like they somehow get their hands on like the Oculus. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So
oh, they get a job at
like
the
store. Yeah.
At the museum at the or the space.
They've been like taken out of the scrap heap and then sort of they're in the museum and they put on the Oculus Rift. And uh-huh. then by way of the Oculus Rift in the metaverse, that Chuck E. Cheese is able to reunite with the other Chuck E. Cheese characters.
This is a lot happening here.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah, nobody told me about this one.
No. Okay. So, and it's like, oh, all right. Uh-huh. So. You're able, so then with the help of the Oculus, then Chuck E. Cheese is able to hang out with the whole, they get the whole band back together. But really, I just feel like that they ripped off the Black Mirror episode, yes. San Junipero.
Yes.
Like it's basically, yeah, if you're like old and washed up, throw on the Oculus and, go back to the 80s.
Yeah. Also just like, hey, reality really sucks. You better get into this metaverse. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Has life kicked you out and kicked you, thrown you to the curb?
Yeah.
Well, with a throw on the Oculus and you could pretend that it didn't.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know about that one.
I got to go run out and get an Oculus for that.
So I can hang out with the characters from Chuck E. Cheese. Did you see the Liquid Death commercial?
Liquid Death?
Yeah. Yeah. Liquid Death. I think it's water. Actually, it's drinking water that's basically in, like, it looks like it's in beer cans. And so the commercial is all of these kids drinking this water called Liquid Death, like they're partying. And then like they're just going wild. They're like falling asleep, at the party. And then a woman who's pregnant drinks some of them. And then the end is like, don't worry, it's just water. Liquid Death is water.
Who is you this watch? For? Who is Liquid Death water for?
I really don't know.
How does Liquid Death water have enough money for a Super Bowl commercial?
The whole branding that it's just water, but it looks like it's in a beer can. I do feel like I feel like that would have been a hit for me. You know, like, you remember the candy
this
cigarettes?
This is like the candy cigarettes of water. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
I think it's not bad. I think it could work. No, from a moral standpoint,
yeah.
No, it's bad. Yeah. It's really bad.
Well, look,
but if you want to get kids hooked on, you know, this like cool drinking water.
Grace, maybe you have the young listeners here on the sports wrap up. I would love to know, uh-huh. Is anybody like in the market for Liquid Death water?
Could we? I would also, okay, more 5 for 5. If you could find Liquid Death and give each of your kids, so make sure Nicole doesn't see, and then give it to them and have them drinking it when Nicole like comes home, mm-hmm. and just see what her reaction is to them drinking what looks to be just cans of beer.
You know what? Yeah. Look, if you have the money uh-huh. to be buying Liquid Death water, check your privilege, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you know, go drink tap water in the wrong place for Liquid Death. Get out of here.
We were keeping up with the Joneses. Toyota commercial.
Yeah. So who are the Joneses?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Rashida Jones.
Rashida
and
Jones.
Leslie Jones.
Those are the big three. And what? No Catherine. No Catherine Zeta. Uh-huh. Who are the kings of the king?
They played Tom Jones.
So they played Tom Jones.
And then Nick and then Jonas.
That made me so mad. They brought in a Jonas. That was like the Dave Matthews Band of Jones.
Uh-huh.
Then first off, 100 people surveyed, top 8 answers on the board. Name of fame is Jones. We couldn't get Indiana Jones.
Harrison Ford. That would have been good.
You could have just got somebody in the hat. Like that would have been fine. They could have got a silhouette of somebody in the hat with the whip. I don't know if you get sued for that.
Yeah, I'm looking for
who are the other
Joneses?
Jones. I mean, could you get somebody like Joan Rivers? Joan Rivers, the ghost of Joan Rivers before any Jonas. Chipper Jones, Deacon Jones?
Yeah.
This is a Super Bowl commercial. Who are the
Brian Jones was in with the original lead singer of the Rolling Stones. I don't think that one's going to fly.
Yeah. I think that Catherine Zeta, I think, was the big miss.
Yeah. Nora Jones.
James Earl Jones.
James Jones.
Should have been doing the voiceover.
Yeah.
That would have been good. You could have got James Earl Jones. Voiceover by.
That's weird.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
I'm on the list of people with surname Jones Wikipedia page, and under television and film, there's none of the people who were in this commercial are listed. Very strange.
Yeah, with all due respect, 100 people surveyed, top answers on the board. Rashida. I don't know. Is it the
Rashida?
Sure.
I don't know if she's
back half of the top 10. Not on the Mount Rushmore of Jones for me.
Yeah, I would agree.
Who is Chipper, it? Leslie. Yeah. I love Leslie Jones. I'm not sure she's on the Mount Rushmore of Jones. Tommy Lee. I mean, what is this? 1992.
I kind of like Tommy Lee being there, but
Not even the best Tommy Lee. Some would say.
Maybe not even the best Tom Jones.
Yeah.
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 All right.
They should have got Tom Jones to promote the reboot of Bel Air.
I thought this one was fun. I thought this was fun. Like, you know, take a little swing.
It's fine. I went on too long. And then they lost me on Nick. Was it Nick Jonas?
Nick Jonas. Yeah. Shows up.
Yeah. Get out of here. What about one of the ones that I thought was wild was Eugene Levy. Recreates the Fast and the Furious for Nissan.
I didn't see this one.
Grace, Eugene, this was wild.
Okay.
This was wild that Eugene Levy is, I don't know, he's like going to get in a car and they're like, do you want a Porsche? He's like, no, I've got my coffee. That's all the excitement that I need. But then he's kind of like,
Brie Larson is in this
I guess Brie Larson is there. And then he like runs Catherine O'Hara off the road.
Okay.
Like, I don't care how much you might love Schitt's Creek. Nobody's buying this Nissan race car.
Wow, this one has a lot of, it has Dave Bautista's in this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it goes full on, like, Eugene Levy. Like, it grows out, like, has long hair. Wow. And is, like, driving, like, a flying car. This is, like, Fast 10 starring Eugene Levy.
Wow.
Who's pitching this?
I mean, like, I love Eugene Levy, Canadian legend, but I don't know.
Sure. But yeah, like have Eugene Levy pitch the coffee.
Wait, so then it's a movie? Wait, then what?
How did they get in front of the board of Nissan? Like, all right, well, how are we spending our $10 million Super Bowl? Like, well, we've our concept is called the Eugene Levy meets Fast and Furious. Excuse me?
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Let Eugene Levy get a pick. I feel like severely under, you know, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, severely underrated for many, many years. Finally, you know, let him get paid. Right?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. I did not care for World's Sexiest Man, Paul Rudd, and Seth Rogen got together. Did you watch this one?
Yeah, they were like, remember all of our memories with Lay's chips. Yeah.
I don't know. And then we're supposed to like, and then Seth Rogen is married to a zombie.
The ghost lady from his house. Yeah, who haunts his house. Yeah.
Who haunts his house.
Not a bad movie.
I didn't
the wedding.
I didn't love that. And also, there was another.
What's gotten into Lindsay? I thought pretty good. Not bad branding.
Yeah, because when I think of people that are going to Planet Fitness, Lindsay Lohan, I'm probably going to run into at my local Planet Fitness. You know what I really didn't like also was where Dolly Parton, who has like a universal approval rating. Like,
yes, 100%.
Like, all right, Dolly Parton comes on and she's like, you know, in these times, we need to do something important. I'm like, all right, Dolly, you have my attention. Everybody loves you. All right, let's go. Let's make a difference, Dolly. And she's like, you got to do it for the 5G phones. I was like, really? Dolly Parton, of all people.
Everybody's selling out, Rob.
Of all people. And then it will get continued on. She's like, I got to call up my friend Miley Cyrus.
This is a two-parter commercial, right? So, or was this all in one? Because I watched it in two separate YouTube videos where she gives the like message. Do it for the phones. And then Miley's like singing, raising money, singing a song for charity.
Yeah. Do it for the phones.
Do it for the phones.
Well, do what? What am I doing for the phones? What am I doing? And then you brought in Miley. And people love Dolly Parton. I mean, they won't be mad at her, but they should. You are better than this, Dolly Parton.
She might have actually, Miley Cyrus might have actually launched a real foundation off the back of this. Maybe, I think. Called the Happy Hippie Foundation, which supports LGBTQ youth. So like,
All right. Fine.
If they made money off of this for, if they put all the money on this for charity, whatever, still not a great commercial.
It was not a great commercial. Let me come in. Let me walk in and do a rewrite. Okay. All right. Miley Cyrus is doing the let's do it for the phones, video. Dolly Parton walks in, kicks down the set and says, we're not doing this. We're better than this.
Yes.
Let's do something important. Here's what I'm doing. I'm raising money.
That would be good.
Like T-Mobile supports Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Postmodern Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
You stop the whole thing.
Yeah. Instead That's of good. Spending $10 million to promote Liquid Death water, we're using this money for good reason.
Scan this QR code to donate $10.
Yeah. Yeah. Text your social security number to 42613. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm in. There's at least one other one that I want to talk about.
Awkwafina had some goats at Disney headquarters.
Oh yeah, that was the big hit at my hands. Yeah. And then my son grabbed the remote control. Say, Mom, look at this. And I said, we do not go back on live TV during the Super Bowl. And he was like, what? What did I do wrong? I said, we're live.
We're live, baby.
I don't want to be behind by a minute on Twitter. You never go back. He was like, but I don't understand what I did wrong. That we are live.
Yeah, the whole event, the commercials, the game.
Yeah, this is the Super Bowl.
There's a brief like 15-minute windows where they recap the halftime.
Yeah,
this was the first half.
First exposure to live television. They didn't understand.
That's what I'm saying. Well, the commercials, these are all new concepts.
The dad didn't want to be like a minute behind Twitter, and now we went back.
Yeah. You have one more. You had said you had.
I don't understand why Pete Davidson is in commercials.
I mean, he's just kind of a thing. What was that one? That was about tackling food waste, right?
Yeah, he's also like the spokesperson for vitamin water.
he should be the sponsor for Liquid Death. He feels like exactly the branding for Liquid Death.
Yes. Why couldn't they get Pete Davidson to drink Liquid Death water?
Yeah. Ty Burrell.
Pete.
Ty Burrell had a good one.
Yeah, where's he been, Grace?
I don't know. Just around, I think. He hasn't, I feel like sometimes this happens. I feel like the that age of television, I feel like the John Hamm, he never really broke out. Dexter, you know, Michael C. Hall never broke out of Dexter. Mm-hmm. I feel like Ty Burrell hasn't really broken out of being Modern Family. Modern Family.
Yeah. 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 Maybe he did like a Sean McVay of like, we've got enough Emmys. I'm taking a retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Pringles, the guy with the Pringles can stuck on his hand. I like getting the Lionel Richie song stuck on you in there.
I love Pringles, and this is a real, it's tough sometimes to get the Pringle.
Grace, okay, so have you gotten your hand
never
stuck in the Pringles can?
Not yet, but one day, I bet. Yeah.
Because I feel like you would like it seems counterintuitive that you would stick your hand all the way in. I guess maybe you do not want to get the Pringles dust in your face.
No, it's so easy. It's very easy to get the Pringle, the crumb Pringles. Yeah. Nobody's picking out the Pringle crumbs anyway, you know?
Yeah. Anyway. I like that even in that person's death, they didn't get out like the circular saw to free them finally of the Pringles can. No, Pringles can held up.
Yeah.
Pringles can looked like bright new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Another guy gets
I just felt like that if I was going to come in and do a rewrite, in that person's view, the person like got their hand stuck in the Pringles, but they didn't get their hand stuck in the Pringles like in like 1958. And they grew to be an old person, and it didn't seem like that was the future. And then it seemed like that their descendant that also got their hand stuck in the Pringles can.
Yeah, if this was some other company who, like, I would say they don't have the money for this to buy a Super Bowl commercial and have the side effects. But this is Pringles. The Pringles guy, he looks undoubtedly rich.
Yeah,
he has a monocle.
I don't know. And because then this person's descendant couldn't get their hands. And this is like evolution trying to tell us something with this family. Like the family tree lineage should stop.
I do like how seriously you've taken the like, you know, the world building of the guy.
I think
with
about
the
these
Pringles
things.
Hand stuck in a Pringles jar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't even get into the movie trailers.
There's a lot of movie trailers. Yeah.
Yes. Did you like that they brought the whole Jurassic Park gang together for one last job?
Yes. A new Jurassic Park movie coming out. A lot of big sequelized franchise movies coming out this year. But yeah, the whole Jurassic Park gang. I know that Mike and Angela dropped a whole pod just on the Lord of the Rings trailer from yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, from the new TV show that comes out this fall. Yeah, lots of stuff. What did you think of the Netflix commercial?
Well, which one was a Netflix commercial?
Well, maybe it's just up in your head, but it just was like, there's lots of movies on Netflix, and they highlighted the new one with Ryan Reynolds. It's called The Adam Project.
A
sci-fi, maybe he travels back in time to meet his own
self. I was thinking of canceling my Netflix, but I'm in. I'm gonna keep it now.
Nothing but Netflix, Rob.
I was going to cancel.
Yeah, they were just like new movies every week. Okay, well, they got to justify the price increase somehow.
It's so expensive. It's really,
and they're bumping it up. Yeah,
look, I do a podcast about it. Like I'm coming out ahead, but that, you know, for like I mean that's like you know, if you just had cable, like it's like half your bill.
My luckily my brother pays my Netflix, but I pay for others. We trade up. So
yeah.
Fine. Yeah, that's the only way to do it these days.
Yeah. You purchase all of the liquid death water for that family.
My brother's obsessed with liquid death water. Yeah. And also he's living a tough life. He got his hand stuck in a printer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like did you see Barbie's Dream House?
I did see Barbie. They got to get the mortgage on the market. That's clever. I think that's a good one.
I thought that was good.
This is very much, it reminds me of some of them when I watch them. They're not like funny. They're not super funny, but I think you said this about Ted Lasso once. It's not like, I'm not busting a gut, but you're like, that's clever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ted Lasso, yeah, that's the ultimate show. They just said they're like,
good joke. That's good written. Well written.
Yeah. You don't laugh.
Sometimes, but not always. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The owner from Ted Lasso, she had a Super Bowl commercial, but
she's getting big. I think she's going to be a breakout star from that.
You think so? Yeah. Not with this. She keeps up with these Rakuten commercials. Uh-huh. So how do you pronounce that?
I think you got it right. Rakuten.
Rakuten. I don't really. I don't even know what I do on Rakuten. Isn't it like an auction? What am I doing?
I don't know. Let's.
Am I getting stuff from China? I don't know what Rakuten even has. I don't know if I go there that they have my like social security number then.
I don't know the premise of Rakuten.
It feels like a scam. I don't really know what it is. The most rewarding way to shop. That doesn't sound.
Shop
this
earn,
tale is called back. Rakuten. It's the most rewarding way to shop.
The crypto, you're gonna make millions off the crypto keeper.
Hey, everywhere. It's me, the crypto keeper. Want to keep your crypto like me? Shop Rakuten.
You just, I think this is like not cash, like rebates, right? When you buy stuff at stores, you get cash back.
That sounds scammy to me.
Right. I've never really understood cashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Yeah. Doesn't make like, sense to me.
Yeah. Why don't I just pay less? Why do I have to give you the money and then you give me the money back?
Something is happening to the money while it's out of your hands that I don't trust.
This is how she got so much money to buy the soccer team.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Anything else? I think that's really exhausted.
People are like, okay, we get it, Rob. You watch the commercials.
is this a sports show?
This is it.
This is it.
Grace, this is like let's go commercial recaps.
Okay. Well, we've just learned there's only one day of the year where there's commercials.
It's a one episode a year podcast.
That's a good
market. Subscribe. We'll see you next. And then you plug everything you have coming up for the year, Grace.
I do like the idea of just a podcast that you only a feed that you only release a podcast in once a year. It's not a bad bit. Mm-hmm. People probably would unsubscribe from it, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, and then when we do the ads, then it's like such a natural segue.
So if you had a commercial, like Rob's podcast, like the commercial wrap up, and then like, you know, really the big episodes here, but then anytime you just see a good commercial, you hop on, or a bad commercial that you, because I feel like the way you watch commercials, how could I fix this? Mm-hmm. How could this be better? And just pop on for like a 10-minute episode. So you just never know when a podcast is going to drop on the commercial feed.
This episode of the commercial wrap up is sponsored by Brooke Linen, and here's the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, it's the sheets. Keep your crypto.
Amazing. Incredible. Okay, this is great.
I got one over my casket.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. The Crypto Keeper is a winner for sure. Probably coming to a brand deal near you at some point. Yeah,
just scan this code.
Yeah, what if they just did one long commercial next year? They should just put them all in one. That would make sense. Yeah,
All the spokespeople are one, like all of the commercials that came together for one thing.
Yeah,
wow,
like a Paramount Plus.
The end game of commercials. Paramount Mountain. Wow.
All right.
Okay, where was Baby Nut, Grace? Well, I got one day a year check in on Baby Nut, the Mr. Peanut. What is going on?
Gosh, they really should have done something with that, eh? They should have had him as he'd be 1 year old this year, right?
I know the COVID year gets a little, but I think Baby Nut is actually two.
Well, okay. Well, now we're entering the terrible two. See, there's still juice to squeeze out of the baby.
But
nut.
I feel like Baby Nut was back last year.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Are they doing okay?
I don't. I hope.
What company is the?
I got a sad story about Baby Nut.
Eden by Crypto.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. Is the company? What company is that?
Planters.
Yeah. Are they okay? I feel like they're still around, right?
Yeah, they're still around. Okay. I don't think that COVID took out the peanut game.
Never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2020. It was Baby Nut.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that so last year they brought Planters is giving away the $5 million it would have spent on. So I guess that they didn't do a Super Bowl ad last year. They did something else.
Wait, there was an ad. When is this? Apparently Peanut Junior turned 21 at some point.
Oh,
it's aging incredibly fast.
That's the age to finally buy liquid death water.
When is this article? August 2020. It's his happy 21st birthday, and it's Peanut Junior.
Okay.
Just buying a beer.
All right.
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah. Tried the Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, baby nut?
I'm not totally caught up in the Planter cinematic commercial universe. So,
the multiverse.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are the commercials. They're very fun. They're great. There's some hits, there's some misses. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Rob, we should.
I'll probably buy all the same stuff this week.
Yeah. I will probably not have a new electric car or buy any cryptocurrency. But, mm-hmm. You know. Okay. We'll jump into. I like to do the quick hits. Around the world of sports.
Hit me.
Have you heard about this Olympics figure skating scandal? I know you're probably right on top of this one, right?
That with all due respect to DJ LaBelle Klein, who was great on the sports wrap up last week. So I have not followed the Olympics closely. I did see a headline about this.
So Troy felt really bad last week that he actually did not cover much in the figure skating world last week. We didn't really get into it. This is probably the biggest news story coming out of the Olympics at this moment. So there's a 15-year-old Russian competitor. Her name is Kamila Valieva, and she's a figure skater. And so she tested positive for a banned heart. And so she's 15 years old. So I will assume that this, you know, probably being influenced by others to take a heart medication in order to hopefully be more successful in the Olympics. She did land like a jump that, like, you know, I think either had never been landed before or like it's been a very long time or like one of the few people to do it. So she had won a gold medal. And then
it was so good, the whole performance. I was glad I took my heart medication.
That's right. That's right.
It's thrilling.
So she won, but then they announced that she had failed this drug test. And so they weren't sure what they were going to do. And then there was this whole arbitration case about, so she has another event that's coming up. And they said, okay, you can compete, but if you win any, if you place in any podium position, we're not going to have the ceremony. We're not going to give out any of the medals until we figure out, whether or not you're actually allowed to win the medals. This feels wild to me. Somebody failed the drug, and then they're like, well, go compete, you know, like imagine like one of the people in the super, they're like, go compete, and if you win, we'll figure it out after. This feels like a huge PR nightmare for the Olympics.
It seems like the kind of thing that they're just gonna hope that they don't ever have to talk about, and they're just gonna like
give her the medal later, you know, if she wins gold.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge if we get to it, which never ends up, you know, being a problem anytime you kick the can down the road.
She landed the first quadruple jump by a woman at the Olympics when they won gold in their performance. So she's very, very good. She's incredibly good at figure skating. She's able to do things that nobody else has done before. Seems quite odd to be like, well, go ahead. Just, you got it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for her. I mean, she's 15 years old. Very young.
Yes, well. Grace, when I you told me that you had a story about 15-year-olds doing drugs, I wasn't sure if you got your notes crossed for the Euphoria post-show recap.
That's right. But no, this is the Olympics. This is big, probably the biggest story of the Olympics so far. Nothing else has broken through.
Yeah. Not a great sign for the Olympics.
I feel like figure skating always has these. I think there was like, wasn't there a judging scandal many years ago? Now there's, gosh. Figures. I don't know.
Well, yeah, and of course the Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, figures. Wow, who knew figure skating was like, yeah, the most scandalous sport in the world. Yeah. We saw this clip. Somebody, lots of folks wanted us to talk about it. So there's a golf tournament called the Waste Management Phoenix Open. It might not be an open.
Rolls off the tongue.
It's really strong branding. The Waste Management Open. And on the 16th hole, there was a golfer who scored a hole in one. And as is tradition, apparently, at the Waste Management Open, is to then just chuck beer on the course. Carlos Ortiz was hit with beer can after hole in one. Oh, no, that's a different tournament.
Yeah. Sam Ryder showered with drinks on the raucous 16th hole. I mean, should this be the site of our Super Bowl commercial for next year?
At the Waste Management Phoenix Open?
Yes. Is this our Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda ad for
That's pretty good. Year? That's pretty good. Yeah.
You're on the 16th hole, and we'll see. Here comes here comes Baby Nut as he makes his approach. He is just old enough to drink now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So Sam Ryder, he's on this tour of the Phoenix Open. He hits a hole in one. Have you ever hit in a hole in one? I don't really golf.
Grace.
What?
Yeah, no, I've not ever actually been on a golf course for real. Like I've done I've been to the driving range, not recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very impressive, Sam Ryder. And then I guess.
But who are these people? How does this work?
It's 30,000 people apparently just watch him.
30,000 people pour a drink on your head?
Yes. I mean, yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, they kept saying there was a rain delay, which is just that they throw beer onto the course. It's a weird tradition. I don't know. It feels it feels like a big faux pas.
It does. And it's like, hey, like I'm hot. I just hit a hole in one in the 16th hole. Like, I don't need like the everybody pouring their drinks on. I still got two holes to go. Now I'm soaking wet.
Yeah. Well, as is tradition. Yeah. We got a lot of questions about that one.
It's like the Gatorade bath, but I'm not so into it.
Do you have a favorite sports tradition?
None that comes to mind. Yeah, do you have one?
No, I do hate the wave. Notoriously hate the wave. I hate it so much.
I'm not a big fan.
It's bad. It's nobody should do the wave. I'm not, mm-hmm. If I ever go to a baseball game with anybody listening, I'm not going to do the wave.
Yeah, you'll sit there if 40,000 people are doing it.
People get so mad at people who don't do the wave.
Yeah,
but it's on principle. I won't do the wave.
What's your what is your stance against the wave?
I don't think it's that fun, and I just want to watch baseball. Especially if it's like a big moment for the home team. Like if it's like, you know, a like 20-0 blowout and whatever, we don't care. The game's, you know, basically over. Sure, have fun, do the wave.
Yeah.
But if it's like a close game, especially if it's like the home team is up to bat or even not up to bat, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a good time to do the wave ever.
And it's like, it's not something that really gets the players pumped up.
No,
like, hey, do you see that? They're doing it. She's perfect.
That's
you
our see? Thing.
Round and round. It never stops.
Yeah.
The only thing, like, the fans are kind of checked out now.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're not into it.
Not even going to try anymore.
Yeah. So that's the only, I mean, it's not really a tradition, but I don't really like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about baseball for a bit. Sounds like these negotiations are going okay.
Are they?
No, I don't think so.
That's stupid.
They're supposed to report this week. I don't think they're going to pick pitchers and catchers reporting this week, but I don't think they're going to.
They're going to report if it's still a lockout?
No, they're not going to.
Oh, they're not going to.
Today,
report.
This is the week. I mean, it should be baseball season.
There should be. Yeah, there should be.
What do you think if they've agreed to do the universal DH? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. They did it in 2020 and then they didn't do it last year. I was like, but like, we know we're going to do it next year. It's just a negotiating thing.
And it's the expanded playoffs too, I think, will be the exact same thing with like, they did it in 2020 and then they didn't do it in 2021. But I think absolutely they will be a part of the postseason whenever they come back. So, 2020 will be a very weird year. And I mean, 2020 was a weird year too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like I don't even understand how baseball has this much money to be playing around with, because they do everything in their power to like destroy baseball and make it like as uninteresting to the people that like would be potentially interested. It's almost like that they are like have like a secret mission like to tank baseball and they go out of their way to try to do everything in their power to make it as unappetizing as possible. It's like the... I close the tab. What is the liquid death water approach of baseball?
Uh-huh. You think maybe Rob Manfred is the crypto keeper and he's trying to kill the game of baseball? I don't know. I do think that those two rules in particular, I think the universal DH and then expanded playoffs. I know there are like baseball purists. I'm a huge baseball fan. What I love about it is it's so simple. I think there's stuff that I think it'll be more than fine to get rid of these things in a few years. We won't even look for the
American League fan.
An NL fan. You're going to miss the pitcher strategy, the pitchers having to bat.
I do think it's like always like because like I think the biggest problem with baseball is that it's too long. So like I kind of like that it's like, all right, here's a quick out, you know, sort of like move the game along. And so like I do like that, like you know, the Mets have traditionally had like a lot of like pitchers that are good hitters. And then it's like always exciting, like when Jake DeGrom, he ends up like driving in the only runs in his start. Yeah. Like, he does everything.
Did Bartolo hit a home run as a Met?
Bartolo Colon hit a home run. Right.
But these are like the only, these are like the one, like every other game, it's like there's nothing from that spot. So,
yeah. So I just think that, you know, they should be trying to make these baseball games shorter. And I think it was at least like a small thing that helped contribute to like moving the game along. But other than that, yeah, I'm fine with I think it helps the Mets more than it hurts the Mets at this point.
Do you like the extra inning runner rule then?
Not really. Like, I kind of feel like, why don't we play one normal inning, see what happens in the 10th inning. And then if not, like when we get to like the 12th inning, all right, now let's start doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like 7 inning doubleheaders. Is that
you do?
Is that crazy to say? Yes.
Gosh, I really like the 9 inning game, but I mean, it's fine. It'll be fine. I'll live.
My radical approach is 7 innings
games?
Every game.
Yeah, that would be wild. Yeah, it would not be. I it would certainly liven up the sport, I think, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, when you get, you know, before you know it, it's like the game is in crunch time. It's important time, you know? 5th, 6th, 7th inning. I don't know.
I don't know about the average person, but like, I'm busy. I don't have 3.5 hours for a baseball game every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got a lot going on.
It's a lot.
I love time for this.
I watch, I do watch a lot of Blue Jays games, but when I can't make it, they always play, it's Jays in 30, and they just play only the important stuff that happened in the game. It's pretty good.
You know what they call a 25 hour commitment a week?
Yeah.
A job.
You might love, last week we talked about soccer. You might love it. It's like 90 minutes, and you're in and out. It's great.
Well, at least like the NFL is like my team has one game a week. And you know, right. I can sort of like and then basically like, okay, on Sunday, football is on, and you know, like, okay, I missed the Monday night game, I missed the whatever. But it's very hard to keep up with that. And especially like now that I'm back on the East Coast, like I actually found baseball like with like the Mets. I would like, I love the games coming on at 4 o'clock, and it's sort of like, okay, I'm busy with work. And then it's sort of like, okay, now it's like 7:30. Okay. It's like, I was coming in at like the 7th inning on a lot of these games where it's like, okay, I'm watching like the last 2 or 3 innings. Like, I don't know how much baseball I'm going to be seeing on the East Coast.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I would say, do you think, is being a sports fan more fun on the West Coast? Cause I've always had the temptation to move to the West Coast has been because I could, sports would be more fun.
It's great. You like, it's great with the NFL and sort of like, even like with the Super Bowl on the West Coast, it's like last night the game was over. It's like, all right, let's get ready for bed. It's sort of like, you know, Super Bowl's over at like 8 o'clock. It's like, oh, let me check out Euphoria.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I think that's it. I think we've covered the world of sports this week, Super Bowl, the commercials, the halftime show and everything else going on.
Yeah.
This is great. Thanks for coming on, Rob.
Well, I'm so happy that we got to do this. I'm happy you let me rant about commercials.
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. Yeah. The best part of the Super Bowl, right? Commercials.
It makes it an event. There's something for everybody at the Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. You got anything else going on, Rob? Anything else?
Just, you know, the huge. We got everything with going on with Big Brother, The Amazing Race. We're getting into some Survivor as well, so you know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you can check you out. You can follow me on Twitter at Hi From Grace. We've talked a lot about Euphoria, covering Euphoria weekly movie coverage. Lots of Raised by Wolves with Josh and Kieran. So yeah,
I'm impressed with everything that you're into, Grace. You got so many podcasts going on.
Yeah, a lot.
Daily podcasts.
Yeah, I think when Euphoria wraps up, I think I can say this. We joined, I think, by Jason Reed to do weekly coverage of Winning Time.
Nice.
The show about the Lakers.
That looks really fun.
Yeah, John C. Reilly, you want to come on? You come on, chat with us.
I'll definitely be watching.
Yeah, should be fun. Hopefully, it's good. Looks good. Adam McKay. Josh was like, "Do you want to do this show?" It's the creator of Succession in sports. Okay, probably. right in my Venn diagram. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So excited. Jason Reed should be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it looks like a good one.
Yeah. So I think that's it. Until next time, the podcast is open.